At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
Heather is a nurse practitioner from UnitedHealthcare.
We meet patients wherever they live.
During a house call, she found Jack had an issue.
Jack's blood pressure was dangerously high.
It was 217 over 110.
So they got Jack to the hospital and got him the help he needed.
He had had a stent placed in his heart, preventing a massive heart attack.
And if it wasn't for my guardian angel, I wouldn't be here.
Hear more stories like Jack's at UnitedHealthcare.com. Benefits, features, and or devices vary by plan. Area limitation and exclusions apply.
When was the last time you thanked God for your health care? At Redeem Healthshare Ministry, it's not just about paying medical bills. It's about honoring Christ and relieving the burden of rising medical costs. From routine checkups to life surprises, Redeem offers affordable, flexible programs supported by a caring Christian community. Say amen to healthcare that fits your faith and your budget. See how it works at RedeemHealthshare.org.
This NBA season, every shot you take with Fanatics Sportsbook puts points on the board. Earn up to 10% fan cash on your bets, win or lose. So even if your bet misses, you're still scoring fan cash, which unlocks exclusive rewards like authentic apparel, game tickets, and meeting legends at Fanatics events. Make the switch and turn every bet into a bucket with Fanatics Sportsbook. Winning hits different here. Must be 21 plus. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or 1-800-522-4700. MD, visit mdgamblinghelp.org. Offer not available in all states. Terms apply. See Fanatics Sportsbook app.
Get more points. Come on. Come on, boys. That's it. Watch the fiber. Soften it up. Sports.
This is Sports Sunday.
Jokic has it. Clock ticks. Gonna put one up. Jokic for the win. It's good. Jokic got it off in time.
With Rashawn Taylor and Joe Fisher.
First and goal. Mahomes flings it.
It's there. Hartman. Jackpot. Kansas City.
Hate
me or love me. You watched. That's all you could do.
And 1080.
Who do you think you are?
The Fan.
Watch me do my best Joe Fisher impersonation. Good morning. How's that?
Oh my God, that was good? Really close.
That was spot on.
That was really
I'm pretty
really...
good with my impressions. What a do? Yeah, I'm pretty good with my stuff.
Dude, you were right on the octave.
Yeah, you know, try to be there. Ahoy! Like, I've got them all down. I've got them all down pat. I got to figure out my own intro where, like, everybody has their thing. I don't usually get up early enough. I catch usually the last hour and a half, maybe 2 hours of Dirt and Sprague show, but how does...
Yeah, Dirt and Sprague, so he starts with the whammy horn, the bear, 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 bear. That's how Dirt and Sprague get it going.
And then shout out to Dirt and Sprague, man. Shout out to all of our fan hosts. We don't shout those guys out enough. They get enough love already?
I mean, I would say so. They get to host 15 hours a week.
They are pretty popular,
if not more,
aren't they?
As opposed to you and I just getting two.
But. 2 hours a week. Yeah, they literally see each other all week. It's always a surprise when you and I and Joe, well, maybe not Joe, but at least
sans
when the
Joe
three of
today.
Us, sans Joe. Yeah, if you can't tell, I am not Joe Fisher. This is Rashawn Taylor. I'm here with my guy, Jordan Schultz. What's going on, bro?
Bro, you fooled me. No, I'm here. I'm happy to be here up on a Sunday. It is Memorial Day weekend. I am...
3 day weekend.
I don't know if I'm still liquored up from yesterday, but I'm having a good 3 day weekend.
Oh, I'm definitely still liquored up from yesterday. I'll get to that in a bit. But Joe is gone again. I don't know where he is. That dude's a slacker, man. Does he ever work?
Yes, he does work. I see him making calls constantly while he's here when I'm checking in during the week. But I believe he's camping out where I got married, either near Hood River or like in Cascade Locks near Hood River. I can't quite remember exactly, but he's out camping or... I don't know. I'd have to be glamping.
I think he said it was supposed to be like 55 degrees when he was going camping.
That's not camping.
Something terrible. So hopefully he's enjoying himself out there. And hopefully you're enjoying yourself on this Memorial Day weekend. Are you a grill guy? Do you grill?
Oh my gosh, I'm a griller, I'm a smoker. We got like the cheapest smoker from Walmart.
Does it work?
Yeah, $125. Then it get does out of here. Job.
Yeah, I don't care anything about that. I still have the, like, it's just the red grill that, yeah, you know, folds and everything like that. Listen, if you know how to grill, it doesn't matter what you're cooking on.
Well, you've got to get, like, used to a certain grill. You can't just, like, this one doesn't work, 6 months later try to go buy another $150 one at Home Depot or whatever. You've got to find the hot spots. You've really got to get into, you know, like, your stove or your grill. And
you really got to be in your bag when you're grilling. Like, what's your go-to meat of choice? Whoa. I mean,
I'm gonna let that breathe. Yeah. That was a drop.
Yeah, yeah. Just don't, you know, let's not be immature today, right? But what's your go-to?
My go-to is probably just hamburgers or steak. That's usually, I love to do a good cheeseburger. We do the white American cheese, the Boar's Head white American cheese from Fred Meyer. So we have that for our sandwiches to throw a couple slices on a nice burger. Oh my God. That's probably my go-to, my easiest.
I'm good on the grill, but I'm not great yet. Still working on getting great. The food's going to be good.
Yeah.
But for me, I think for any person that cooks their own food for the most part, it's probably like, it doesn't taste as good as I want it to. Still good. Still very good. But
I'm not like that TikToker.
Could have used more ginger or could have used more salt or whatever the case is. So
doesn't look as good as, like, you know, the restaurant or like Salt Bay on YouTube or whatever.
Yeah. I mean, I heard that restaurant is awful. I'm sure Salt Bay is not the one back there.
Well, he overcharges first. I mean, anything where you're going to basically pay for the novelty of being there as opposed to, like, the experience, like, in this case, like, good-tasting food, I'm good.
Yeah, I definitely feel you, man. But you said you were kind of potentially still liquored up from last night. I'm not saying I am, you know, not anymore, but I'm not going to say this morning wasn't difficult. You know, just to, no, seriously, like,
so. Played a little hurt today, Rashad.
So last night was my bachelor party, right? You know, shout out to all my,
hell yeah,
all my guys that were able to kind of make it out for the night.
Yeah, Rashad Taylor is a week away from getting married,
six
folks.
Days, man.
6 days, not even a week, 6 days. Crazy, the countdown, right? Has begun.
Crazy, man. So went out last night, went a few places, had a few drinks, and, you know, lots of people buying said drinks, even a nice bartender just gave me, like, a, you know, it looked like a triple shot of Crown Royal and was like, thank you.
Hell,
you know,
yeah.
I appreciate it. But it was a good night, but it was a sluggish few minutes, you know, this morning. But get some water, get a, you know, couple 200 milligram ibuprofens.
Opening the eyes, you're just like, oh no.
Yeah.
Am I actually, like, sure that I have to be up right now? Okay, I am. Damn it.
And you know when you're, you know, if you're, you know, really feeling it like that, you've been drinking that much, you know, when you start to feel like, oh no, like maybe a small headache, like in the back of your head.
Yep.
It's like, uh-oh, here we go.
That you crawling know, feeling. Well, and have you ever woken up and then, like, felt okay? And, you know, you go grab some breakfast or whatever. Then 2 hours later, the hangover sets in.
Wait a minute.
It's like, oh, sit down. Oh, false start.
Yeah.
Yeah, I got to go back to bed. Honey, I'm sorry. That happened in college. Like, we were all going out, like, peak Corvallis, like, OSU partying one Saturday morning. We wake up, we stumble down to Qdoba in downtown Corvallis, and then walk back to my buddy's house, and there's probably 12, 14 of us, and shoot, it's 10, 11, and they're talking about getting, you know, getting going again, like, having some more beers, but pull out the Bud Light Limes, and I'm just like, hold on a second. I think I gotta go lay down.
Yeah,
I feel like ass.
No, it's one of those things, man. And so I was starting to feel that a little bit. Again, some ibuprofen, some water.
Yeah,
all good, man. So here we go on the fan, and make sure you interact with us on the Vancouver Ford text line. All texts to the fan are via the Vancouver Ford text line. Your dollar goes further at Vancouver Ford. They treat you right before, during, and after the sale. Visit VancouverFord.com. 503-864-6FAN. That it's 503-864-6326.
You know, I was thinking, Rashad, as far as being hungover, it made me think of my own wedding. So my wedding was in Hood River in 95-degree weather, right? And I know that you're getting married next week, and thankfully, I think that's a day or two before we start to get, like, the 85, 90-degree, like, just blast from the sun. So you're lucky. Because I'll tell you what, man, as much drinking as I did on that day, it probably took me till 9 or 10 p.m. to actually start to feel it. Because, like, I just felt like I was sweating it out, like water, continuously, like,
oh, yeah.
It was not actually doing anything for me throughout the day.
And I'll be real, I'm not one of those, I can't be peer pressured into drinking.
Okay. Like, it's got to be chill. You know, like, so
you know
how
people, you know, for a birthday or for any important day that you're having and people are buying drinks.
Yeah.
Like, I'm cool right now. Like, I'm gonna babysit this water or something. Like, I don't go overboard now, especially now that I'm older. Like, no, I have nothing to prove to anybody about how much I can drink or being a party animal. Now, maybe one or two shots gets me kind of like, oh man.
Yeah.
I was good, you know. It's kind of lay back and start chilling. So, but yeah, it was a good time. So
I'm
having a good time too this morning, man. Being with my guy. It's a Schultze and Schott edition of a Sports Sunday. Man, I feel like there's a lot of sports to talk about, but not really.
I mean,
there's
so much going on, like in the world of sports. But then, like as far as the games go, we're in the playoffs, so there's not as many games. It's like that weird time of year we're waiting for the NBA draft after the NFL draft.
I am glad they were at least getting playoff games every other day, at least for now.
I do like that.
There was that point to where we would wait in like 2 days in between games to be able to get stuff, but now you're seeing teams play every other day so far in the conference finals.
Took them 15 years to fix that, but they fixed it. They got there.
They're always a little slow with sports. And
speaking of slow, maybe the NCAA a little slow with their monies this week?
Oh, yeah. There's some historic news coming out of the NCAA, man, that's really going to change the way we view sports and view athletes. Amateurism is dead, and we'll talk about that in the second hour. We're also going to talk about these conference finals, man. We have to, like, meltdown after meltdown after meltdown, both series. Last night we saw one for the Boston Celtics. They go up 3-0 from the Indiana Pacers. As the Celtics go up 3-0 in their respective series. We also saw the Timberwolves kind of meltdown not once but twice in the Western Conference Finals at home. We'll talk about that. And also, I'd love to know, like, who you think some of the best and worst players in these playoffs have been. Like, there's some guys that have completely stepped out of the shadows of other players, and other guys that have kind of, you know, become introverts a little bit on the court when it comes to the playoffs. So we'll talk about that. Make sure you interact with us on the Vancouver 4 text line and let us know who you believe the best and some of the worst players have been, or maybe some of the most overrated players, you know, have been so far in these playoffs. I have my own short list. It's not a whole lot of things, but yeah, man, I've been excited for these playoffs only because we're going to see a new champion. That's cool. I mean, the Celtics, of course, the franchise is not new to winning championships. However, this regime, this coach, they've never won, you know, anything. So
it's been a near 20-year gap, right?
Yeah, 2008 was a long time ago.
Yeah, 17 years,
yeah,
baby.
Yeah, so it was a long time ago since the last time the Celtics won, but they're on the verge of doing that. And you know, this year, these playoffs have been cool. And I know we've talked a lot about the fact that all of the quote unquote faces of the NBA, none of them are represented in these playoffs moving forward. LeBron was gone in the first round. Now Jokic is out. There's no KD. There's no Steph. You know, all the players that have, there's no Dame. There's no Giannis.
Celtics fans want to fight you right now saying Tatum is not a face of the NBA.
Tell you what, bro. And we'll talk about
I agree with that, but yeah. I hear the screams coming from the back of my headphones.
Hey, well, they just going to have to scream, and you might have to turn down your headphones because I've got my own feelings about Jason Tatum, like I think most people do, and I think it's time that we come to a certain realization when it comes to Jason Tatum. And, man, this Celtics team is very good, though. They are very deep. They still have pieces that are missing at this point, and they're still able to do what they're able to do. What would they be doing if Porzingis was actually on the floor for them right now?
That's true.
Things would probably be very, very different. You know, like I'm talking massive blowouts if that was the case. And so what do you say we get into that, though?
Yeah, Celtics start right off. Game three last night.
So game three last night, Pacers. Celtics go up 3-0 against the Pacers. Let's talk a little bit about that right here. Sports Sunday on the Fan.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in My Lowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
Heather is a nurse practitioner from UnitedHealthcare.
We meet patients wherever they live.
During a house call, she found Jack had an issue.
Jack's blood pressure was dangerously high.
It was 217 over 110.
So they got Jack to the hospital and got him the help he needed.
He had had a stent placed in his heart, preventing a massive heart attack.
If it wasn't for my guardian angel, I wouldn't be here.
Hear more stories like Jack's at UnitedHealthcare.com. Benefits, features, and or devices vary by plan. Area limitation and exclusions apply.
When was the last time you thanked God for your health care? At Redeem Healthshare Ministry, it's not just about paying medical bills. It's about honoring Christ and relieving the burden of rising medical costs. From routine checkups to life surprises, Redeem offers affordable, flexible programs supported by a caring Christian community. Say amen to healthcare that fits your faith and your budget. See how it works at RedeemHealthshare.org.
This is Odyssey's Injury Report, powered by Fanatics. Let's look ahead to this week's notable football injuries.
Green Bay's rookie wideout is dealing with a lingering shoulder injury and is considered day-to-day. Meanwhile, Philadelphia's Saquon Barkley is expected to be available for the team's game on Monday night after suffering a groin injury last week.
That's today's report. Listen all season long for weekly injury updates, presented by Fanatics Sportsbook, the home of fair play. Download the app today.
On most sportsbooks, an injury ruins your whole football parlay. But not on Fanatics. They have Fair Play Insurance, which protects your football player prop bets from injury for the entire first half, every single game, all season long. So even if a player goes down early, you still won't take the L. Why risk it if you don't have to? Keep your bets intact and switch to Fanatics Sportsbook. Winning hits different here. Must be 21 plus. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Offer not available in all states. Terms apply. See Fanatics Sportsbook app.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
You got a little Thug Passion in you this morning.
I always love Tupac. Man, when you get a Tupac or like a Tupac and Biggie list coming up, you just rolling down the street, it's like, I could probably listen to this all night long.
Absolutely, man. Pac is the GOAT. But right now, last night, Jason Tatum, he kind of looked like the GOAT too. He had an amazing game for the Celtics, man. 36 points, 10 rebounds, 8 assists, couple blocks, and a steal. Jason Tatum was 5 for 11 from the field, was just the monster that I think a lot of people expect him to be. He's been up and down this year, and it's weird to say that about a guy who plays on the team with the best record in the league, right? It's weird to say that about a guy, but people tend to knock on Jason Tatum a lot, and I'm one of those people at times. I feel like when they are in those losing moments for the Celtics, sometime he kind of crumbles, right? He falls apart. Like we
usually.
here's the rub to it. He's not usually losing. And
it's
so
fair.
You kind of take the good with the bad type thing. Like, yes, if he's losing a game, there's a good chance that he might do something dumb in the end and help the team lose officially. But they're usually up and they're usually winning. But last night was one of those nights to where I would have to eat crow because the Celtics were down for most of that game. And then here they come in the fourth quarter and they turn things around. This team, everybody really put a lot of stock. We've been disrespecting the Celtics. Let's go ahead and let's start there. We've been disrespecting the Celtics for a little bit, whether it's Jason Tatum, whether it's Jaylen Brown can't go left, or Drew Holiday can't shoot. whatever the case is, there's always a reason Joe Mazzulla isn't great with X's and O's, and he's not the leader that they need. Whatever the case is, there are a lot of storylines to go into why people think the Celtics haven't been great. And for the whole season, name a better, more consistent team than the Celtics.
I mean, for the first half, it was the Bucks, and they fired Adrian Griffin. And have to say, since the
Bucks were behind the Celtics at that point, right? As far as their record was concerned, even the Bucks weren't as good as the Celtics.
Yeah, just consistently winning.
Yeah,
but the Bucks were up
consistently
there.
Winning. And
Lakers won the in-season tournament. So
they
yeah.
did. It did, and they were a play-in team, right?
No, but nobody else has been a bastion of like winning day in and day out like the Celtics this year. You make a great point.
No, they haven't. And so last night they did what a championship team is supposed to do. They're down. Fourth quarter comes, and here they come. Derek White, man, is one of those guys that you hate playing against, but you love to play with. Like, this whole team has a bunch of those guys. Jrue Holiday is another one of those dudes. You don't want to see him across the floor from you. Last night, Jrue Holiday, 14 points, 9 rebounds, 3 steals. He's somebody that's he changed really the identity of the Celtics team when he came this season. And Indiana just didn't have enough, especially without Haliburton, with him on the bench in street clothes. Indiana just didn't have enough tonight. I'm curious to know from you, Jordan.
Yep.
Does Indiana get a game? Especially without Haliburton, if he's really nursing that hamstring.
I mean, with no Haliburton, probably not. There's really no chance that the Pacers, who already with Haliburton dropped game one, and I'll get into that in a second. But ultimately, no, the Celtics have been pretty good at the right time of the year, right? And you're looking at how they're doing it. Thankfully, it's mostly their starters playing all the minutes, and you got a couple of guys basically giving them a spell off the bench at this point. You're not having to depend on 2 threes from Peyton Pritchard. You're not having to depend on Sam Hauser grabbing key rebounds. And once again, you're doing it all without Kristaps Porzingis, and that is because, thankfully, you have other guys like Derek White. I call him Snaggletooth, but yes, Derek White is a really good player stepping up for the Celtics. Different times, Jrue Holiday finally in these Eastern Conference Finals seems to be more like every game actually getting some points for them, which, yeah, from the point guard position, like, you do need to score. In today's NBA, you've got to score. When the Celtics weren't getting any production from him, I get you got your three guys in Tatum, White, and Brown that are going to get your points, but you got to get some production from Jrue Holiday. So the fact that he's offering that, I feel like that is able to spell the Celtics, you know, from coming off the bench and having to make up for that.
And also, man, old man Horford.
Thank you. Exactly. What I was just getting to. Yeah.
Hasn't been necessarily amazing so far in these playoffs. But last night, he was great.
He was old vintage Horford.
He hit everything that he was supposed to hit. You know, game one, he had 15.
I think his 7 threes were the most that he's ever hit in any NBA game. And he's, what, 38?
Yeah, he couldn't miss last night.
So good.
Al Horford really helped push this Celtics team, you know, across the finish line last night. Well, I don't know why people keep leaving him open. Like, on that switch, for whatever reason,
it's because
they never stay with him. It's like, he can shoot, though. And if he's wide open, he's going to pull that, and it's going to be water. But for whatever reason, same play. That pick comes, they both follow the ball handler, leave him wide open at the top of the key. What are we doing?
It's like, because you've got to pick your poison. It's like when Dame and CJ were both on in a game, and I am not comparing our two small guard lineup that was literally peak Portland Trail Blazers to the championship contending Boston Celtics. What I'm trying to do is take an example that local fans would understand. Seeing Dame and CJ on one night at the same time, essentially the defense has to pick their poison. So they're going to try to defend Dame. They've got to choose in that situation. So they're probably going to let CJ drift a little and let him shoot the ball. And in this case, if I'm the defense, Rashad, I'm always letting Al Horford shoot the ball. I'm not ever going to try to let Jason Tatum get to the hole. I don't want Jaylen Brown to finish like he's so good at. So no, you let Al Horford essentially do what he did. If Al Horford beats you, I would say Rick Carlisle's going at the end of the night back to his assistant coaches and be like, you know, guys, like, we literally put their worst player up shooting open every time, and that's what happened to us. And it's just something that, you know, without Tyrese Haliburton, gosh, they almost got a win, but like, yeah, no, the Boston Celtics were better even without one of their starters, and it's because they have more of a complete team that is playing at peak at the right time of the year, Rashad. It's awesome.
No, and this is exactly, they're peaking at the right time. And sometimes I kind of feel like it's, I was talking to a buddy of mine, and I can't remember which game we were talking about, but there was an injury to a major player. Forgive me, I can't remember who we were watching. And the fact
talking about Jalen Brunson and the Knicks, maybe?
Yeah, was it Jalen Brunson?
Broke his wrist.
It might have been. Honestly, I can't remember.
End of the Knicks series, yeah.
But, you know, the argument was, like, if a team doesn't have their best player,
yeah,
you should be able to, that should be a win. And sometimes it doesn't work like that, only because sometimes you don't game plan for the number two or number three. Like, you were going out there to make sure you could stop a Jalen Brunson, a Siakam, you know, fill-in player here, right? So sometimes those other players that you're not really looking at and thinking about, they end up beating you. Nembhard last night, Andrew Nembhard, for me, we're going to talk about the best and worst players in the playoffs so far. He's been one of the best.
Yeah, definitely a coming out party for
him. He's really had a true coming out party. And last night in a loss, he was as good as he'll probably ever be in this league. But we've also seen stars made in these playoffs. Nobody knew about a dude named Jalen Brunson who played for Dallas, who just happened to be alongside of Luka at that point. Nobody knew anything about him. And then within a year, he became a star. We might be watching a star in the making with Andrew Nembhard, man. Like, just looking at the way he played, 32 points last night, 9 assists, 4 for 7 from 3. He hit everything, 12 for 21 from the field on the night. He really stepped up in Halliburton's absence, but I just don't think the Pacers have enough to keep up with this Celtics team.
No, it kind of reminds me of, like, you know, when you have a big star go down, you always basically draw the plays up for the next best score on your team, and that in this case was Andrew Nembhard. I'm surprised, you know, like, you need Nesmith hitting a couple of more shots, but he really didn't take many last night. I guess they just really, they had a flow in the offense, and they didn't really give it to the guys that weren't really flowing in that, which that was Nesmith, which that was Toppin. It was basically Nembhard and Turner and Siakam are bust, which is fine. But, oh, excuse me, I did forget TJ McConnell. Like, he did basically come off the bench. I think they probably should have started him instead of Ben Shepherd, because he ended up just finishing the game and playing a lot better for him. Shepherd, essentially, I don't think he hit a shot. I'm not looking at the box score, but, like, guy, you talk about guys making impact plays throughout the series. Like, Ben Shepherd came up big, hitting a bunch of shots, like, for the Pacers in the last semifinal series. Now it seems like, in the moment where he's forced to perform, you get nothing from him.
No, he gave you absolutely nothing last night. His plus minus was minus 8.
Oh, that's terrible.
0 points, 1 steal, 1 assist, 3 rebounds. So that's good for 0-for-4 from the field. The only concern I would have if you did start TJ McConnell is you'll have two really small guards in the backcourt. Like, that, that would probably be the biggest knock on you at this point, because the Celtics, being a lot bigger than you, they are taking advantage, and they're really going for it. You look at their starters and how many minutes they played. Like, nobody's playing 32 minutes. You know, Jaylen Brown, 38 minutes. Derek White, 35. Holiday, 38. Jason Tatum played 44 minutes yesterday.
They're just leaning on their guys,
so
like they should.
Let's just go ahead and lean on our starters, because they're not good enough to stop us. And we thought that there was a chance last night that Indiana could pull it out. And unfortunately, you know, without Halliburton, and who knows, they only won by 3. So with Halliburton, maybe they win that game. You know, you never really know. But either way, the Celtics are in a commanding position, up 3-0, looking at an opportunity to go back to the NBA Finals and hopefully take home the 18th banner for the Celtics. Would it be 18 or 19? This would be 18, yeah.
Who cares? They've got a bunch. So, like, I'm not a Celtics fan. So, yeah, I think they've got almost 20, and that would be near 20. So good for them. But really, I guess the point that you really get into, Rashad, talking about the Pacers almost getting there in Game 3 but not, was that more of like a symptom of maybe a hangover from Game 1 when they gave up that 5-point lead? Because can we just talk for a second about how Indiana really did? They had the start of this series.
Yeah.
You know, with Halliburton on the floor, 5 points up, what, under 20 seconds to go in Game 1, 2 turnovers.
Not fouling at the end.
Yeah, and not fouling, up by 3. Up by 3. And you allow one of their best shooters to shoot a 3 to take you to overtime. Yeah, Carlisle said that was on him, but we got to highlight, like, yo, the Pacers, they're almost there in Game 3. They had it in Game 1. And then one of their best players goes down with injury. So now basically a bench player steps up, offers you nothing. And this is what happens. You had it in your grasp. And even without Halliburton yesterday, I do feel like if they won game one, it would have been a different story. Momentum is huge at this point in the playoffs. And I just mentioned how Boston's playing super well, probably best basketball of the season at the right time. And Indiana, I mean, what did Suk say this week? 250 times in the playoffs and playoff series in NBA history, teams have been up by three with like under 10 seconds to go, just almost no time on the clock. And 250 times to that point, that team always won, Rashad. That is not just an epic collapse by the Indiana Pacers. Just all-time terrible.
Yeah.
And that has to be weighing on you going into game two and three.
Oh, you're definitely thinking about it at this point. And I think that might have been the issue. They couldn't get that out of their heads. And mind you, I'm not in their locker room. We're not in their locker room. I haven't read anything to that effect. But you can see it on their face. You could see it in their expression. Like, they knew that they were losing that game. They couldn't get game one out of their head as far as how they lost. And sometimes those disappointing losses, it's tough to get over because you know the series would be very different. You steal one on their home floor. Man, all you got to do is get one at home, and this is a series. And so, yeah, they've got a lot of work to do. There has never been a team to come back from 3-0. I don't think the Pacers are any exception at this point. And so, I mean, I don't want to write them off yet. But we got to remember, it's been a hell of a season for the Pacers. They're probably not supposed to be here. And it's kind of poetic justice almost that Halliburton is hurt, because if you look at their route to the Eastern Conference Finals, somebody had to get hurt in every series that they played in for them to really kind of have the edge.
It's a good point.
And so now that Halliburton is down again with the hamstring, you know, this might have been chickens coming home to roost, you know, for this Indiana team. However, they played in the play-in, and then here they are, one of the four teams left in the NBA playoffs looking for an opportunity for a championship. So that's saying something about the year that they had. I don't know how Rick Carlisle didn't win Coach of the Year. He probably should have. You know, there was a lot of chatter around the Pacers at the beginning of the season and how well they were doing. And, I'm going to tip my cap to him for a good season, because let's go ahead and be real. This series is over. And it's okay for us to say that. Like, there's a 3-0 lead. History's not on their side. There's never been a team to come back from 3-0 and win the series. So let's just go ahead and mark in the Celtics for the next round and for the NBA Finals.
I don't think anybody was beating Mark Daigneault, Coach of the Year. Unfortunately. No, I mean, Rick Carlisle's been there before. Daigneault's kind of one of the new upcomers.
Not with this team.
Of course.
So I think there's something to be said for that.
I hear you. You
can win it more than once. You can win Employee of the Month more than once, right?
Well, apparently, if you're Dwight Schrute, you can win it twice. And instead of a pay raise, you just get a plaque instead. So good for you.
Good for you. I'll take the plaque. Well, from one epic collapse to another, Minnesota, the team that everybody thought was going to the finals, is in a little bit of trouble. And the trouble is called Luka Doncic and the Mavericks. We'll talk about that next. But first, Jordan has sports. Woo-hoo! This boy is spitting on this one.
You guys got a hot playlist here on Sports Sunday, I must say. I would make no changes.
Oh, man. It's years and years of, I don't know how far it goes back or if you can tell when stuff was uploaded to the Sports Sunday and Football Sunday playlist. But, man, yeah, between me and myself and my guy Mike Lynch and Joe, yeah, there's been some cuts in between there.
There's some timeless stuff, man. Just sometimes you put something on, like, and you know, we don't all like the same stuff, but you personally will just never, ever want to turn that off and always feel like you're 16.
You know?
Reliant K, for me, like, back in the day, any kind of Frank Sinatra stuff, like, yeah, I could go on, but I won't. I'm not going to list 30 different bands that I like, so.
Oh, man, we can do that for another, you know, if we had a club, right?
Yeah, like a Sunday club hour.
Yeah, we have a club hour, then we can do all that stuff, but we don't, so we can't, and we got to keep it kind of sports-ish, but
hey, some congrats coming in, by the way, on the Vancouver Ford text line for you for getting married next weekend.
Thank you so much. Appreciate you. Appreciate the listeners out there, all the P1s, man. Shout out to all you guys, man. Like, the regulars. You know, you're the real MVPs here. So, but thank you very much, man.
Yeah. Another text says, don't put too much pressure on yourself with grilling. You know, if you pull it on and then take it off, or you put it on then take it off and it tastes good, that's a win.
So, 100%. 100%. Yeah. And I think it's only certain stuff. Like, I'm scared to do like a brisket. I'm just nervous about it because
I understand.
I don't want to overcook it. I don't want to, you know, if you overcook brisket even a little bit, just the slightest bit, it's just
dries it out.
It's just dry.
Well, when you've got big hunks of meat like that that are kind of expensive and you want like a brisket or a prime rib, it's like $80 plus.
That's what I'm saying. That's an expensive piece of meat to be able to mess up.
Well, so. And that usually means you're feeding a large group of people. So right. there's like two times the pressure because you're trying to get a good expensive food to taste good, cooked right. Also, you want everybody there to be able to eat.
Absolutely.
God. I've actually got a horror story about that.
Oh, okay.
Really quickly.
We got time, bro. We got another hour and a half.
This was not me, thank God. I became the hero at the end of this story, but it was 3 years ago for Christmas. Every Christmas Eve, my grandma hosts the family at her house, and we do like kind of a white elephant. You know, my aunts and uncles come over, and all of us here in the close family, there's probably 15 of us or less, and we all usually congregate on Christmas Eve and open presents, white elephant, and have a nice big dinner. That's kind of our celebration is Christmas Eve, like in the evening. We have some drinks. You know, prime rib is our meat of choice for that dinner.
Absolutely.
Always.
That's a Christmas meal.
Right, exactly. So that's kind of, it's in the last 10, 15 years, it's just go-to is prime rib. My grandpa, rest in peace, love you, Papa. He was the one that handled the prime rib, you know, forever, right? But obviously not here to do that anymore, so my Uncle David takes up the mantle. And, oh my God, my uncle screwed that prime rib up so bad. I don't know what he did, Rashad. He said he left it in for like 18 hours. The smoker must not have been on because that thing was blue. That thing was so raw, it was not ready to eat. We had to order pizza. It was terrible. And dinner for that Christmas Eve was ruined. And I took up the mantle myself and I said, all right, I promise I'm going to handle this next year. We're going to get it done. And everybody 12 months later said it was the best prime rib they'd ever eaten. So mad props to myself. I was able to.
Absolutely. Good job.
Thanks, man. The maple bourbon seasoning bark that I got on that gave
it some
flavor.
That's the important part. That bark has to be, you know, at first my lady one time saw it. It's like, why is it burnt? I was like, girl, that is not. It's supposed to be there. That's bark, baby. That's the best part.
That's the flavor, babe.
Yeah. But so I'm a little nervous about it. And also, man, shout out to Jake the Hater. Thank you so much. It says here on the YouTube. I keep forgetting we're on YouTube.
Yeah, we're on YouTube.
I always forget that.
1080
man.
AM the Fan.
Always because I never have like a YouTube screen to look at or I never pull it up. I always forget it. How's my hair?
Your hair's looking good, bro.
Is it good?
No, I'm telling you, like last week, like you're bringing that vibe back. You've got like that perfect Scottie Pippen, like trimmed look that I thought that was so clean.
Going more Kobe in, you know, 99, but okay, I'll take Scottie.
Honestly, I don't remember what Kobe looked like from 99, so I apologize.
Yeah, the Kobe fro. Yeah.
The Kobe fro.
Absolutely.
You're talking like he had that to like 03, 04, 05. That it was a little bigger than yours, though, right?
Like
it was
a little bit. You wouldn't know it. So I do a thing. I like sponge my hair, right?
Okay.
So I take it and I have this little thing that I put on my hair to make sure that it can kind of give this almost curly kind of different look to it, right? If I were to comb my hair out, it's a pretty significant size fro. So I like to kind of sponge it. Jake the Hater, man, he's chiming in here on the YouTube. I keep forgetting this fool's a. I think this fool's a chef or something now. And always, you know, I follow him on social. So,
Jake the Hater wants me to get naked, which is not going to happen. I mean, we're gonna have to get me severely drunk.
We could really start a thing with you being like the shirtless producer guy.
No, that's like we hire Schulte to do a show on 1080.
No
the
shirt,
Fan,
Schulte.
It might be like one day on that, or just like one segment. I'll do, you know, as a celebration. I'll do no shirt for Jake the Hater, but that's gonna be like 15 minutes, and then the shirt's back on.
Whoa, so. that's weird, but okay. Well, do your thing. I think you can get a lot of attention if you go ahead and just, you know, have your shirt off, and everybody's gonna be like, do you see that one guy that's on the radio with the shirt?
Look at those nipples.
Yeah, I'm sure it'll work. So, well, we're going to talk Timberwolves and
We got a few minutes.
And Dallas. So we've got to go. We can do that to end the hour and everything. But, man, now I want some barbecue, bro. Like, we just brought that back up. Now, all of a sudden, like, there are a few places I've been. Because barbecue's really easy to mess up. Mm-hmm. Really, really easy to mess up. And so there are a few places that we've been locally. I'm not going to say their names because I don't want them to lose any.
Oh, like, you're talking, like, not just, like backyard barbecue, but like a establishment serving terrible barbecue.
Yes.
Oh God.
Yes.
Like, that's not good.
Yeah, it's not. But again, somebody likes it because they're still open, and so somebody goes there and they want that dry ass brisket or them tough ass ribs.
Some people like bust their taste buds so bad that they can only like eat anything that's burnt. That's the only thing they can eat. So maybe they like that.
I guess. Well, know what somebody doesn't like. Is losing the way the Minnesota Timberwolves have been losing. They've become America's darlings over the last, let's say, 4 weeks, yeah, 6 weeks, something so. Like that.
He is him. Ant is the new Michael Jordan, which is true. That's what
they're saying. However, he hasn't been so Air Jordan-esque over the last few games, and it's really cost them. And so we'll talk about that next right here, Sports Sunday on the... This is the Schultzy and Schad edition of Sports Sunday. Man, playoff basketball can break your heart. And I think the hearts of a lot of fans around, you know, have been kind of broken over the last little bit because their new hero, Anthony Edwards, isn't been so heroic over the last little bit. The Timberwolves lost game 2, 109-108. To the Dallas Mavericks, Luka Doncic, oh my God. Oh my God. I don't know. I can't tell you how many times I watched Luka, and all I can say is, damn. He's one of those guys that doesn't leave you with much to say. Like, he made it again. He pulls up. Like, Luka is, he is Jokic in the sense that almost everything goes in. If he's by the rim, it's going in. If he pulls up for three and he's open-ish, it's probably going in. It's almost frustrating because basketball is like we live in this era to where you have to be tall and athletic and you've got to be speedy and you got to have crazy handle and you got to. Luka's 6'8", so he's tall, but he's not fast. He's not like super super quick.
He's considered chubby, and I can say that because I am chubby.
And it's crazy. He's kind of chubby, but he's not. Like, but he looks like he's a little burlier than, you know, than most other
players. He doesn't have strong-looking arms. He's got the chubby dude arm. That's kind of like Jokic.
And kind of like Jokic. Kind of like James Harden. These guys, that just they don't look like they're in basketball shape.
Yeah.
But yet they get out there, and there's not a soul that can stop them. And Luka Doncic, I think, really put a stamp on the fact that he is indeed the best player in the NBA.
You're talking about that go-ahead shot on Friday night with about 3 seconds to go.
That was absolutely brilliant. And I wanted I haven't been shy about saying I want the Timberwolves to win.
Okay.
I love Ant. I'm not like everybody else. I like Kat. You know, I like this team. I would really like to see them. Not a fan of Gobert, you know, but, and it's not the COVID stuff. It's just, I think he can be kind of soft sometimes.
Maybe a little overpaid for what he offered.
A little bit, but although he
defensive player of the year.
He did, but he did have a great game. You know, he had 10 boards, 16 points, 6 for 10 from the field. So it's not like he didn't do his job the other night.
Well, he showed up and he didn't skip it for the birth of his kid.
But I think that shot kind of soured a lot of people, more people on Gobert, because how are you the defensive player of the year and you couldn't defend better than that? Now, mind you, he's not an on-ball defender. He's definitely not going to be defending guys that are considered quicker than him or faster than him. But you would think to be defensive player of the year, you can play some on-ball defense, just a little. You have the longest arms, some of the longest arms in the NBA. That shot should have been much tougher for Luka to make than it actually was. That's just me. Now, mind you, when that switch came and Luka ended up with Gobert, he smiled. He knew what it was. And then he told the world he knew what he was when he said, "You can't effing guard me." And the camera caught it perfectly. We could all see Luka's face, and he didn't say it in Slovenian. He didn't say it. You can't effing guard me. Stop it.
Who can?
No one can.
Yeah.
You got two of the most unguardable guys in the NBA, arguably in the NBA's history, with Luka Doncic and Kyrie Irving.
Well, and you wonder, too, if that was one of the reasons why they gave Luka a little space, because Kyrie Irving was shooting, I think, almost 50% for that entire game in game two. I mean, it's like, once again, pick your poison. And thankfully, Kyrie Irving has played super well without having to answer questions about like a flat earth or being an anti-Semite or whatever he's done in the past. Dallas doesn't have as big like of a basketball media market. They're Cowboys people. You know, I would even say that they probably root more for the Rangers than they do the Dallas Mavericks, you know, and the Stars are in the playoffs right now as well. So, or they were for the NHL. So people have kind of been distracted. It's just allowed Kyrie Irving to essentially come in and play basketball with Luka Doncic. And that, along with, I've been huge on Daniel Gafford this entire playoffs.
Oh my gosh.
Whenever they need a basket, they just throw it into Gafford and he gets one.
Oh my God.
And sometimes he started him off in the first quarter, keeping the offense going until the flow gets in it. And
at Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
Heather is a nurse practitioner from UnitedHealthcare.
We meet patients wherever they live.
During a house call, she found Jack had an issue.
Jack's blood pressure was dangerously high.
It was 217 over 110.
So they got Jack to the hospital and got him the help he needed.
He had had a stent placed in his heart, preventing a massive heart attack.
If it wasn't for my guardian angel, I wouldn't be here.
Hear more stories like Jack's at UnitedHealthcare.com. Benefits, features, and or devices vary by plan. Area limitation and exclusions apply.
When was the last time you thanked God for your health care? At Redeem Healthshare Ministry, it's not just about paying medical bills. It's about honoring Christ and relieving the burden of rising medical costs. From routine checkups to life surprises, Redeem offers affordable, flexible programs supported by a caring Christian community. Say amen to healthcare that fits your faith and your budget. See how it works at RedeemHealthshare.org.
This NBA season, every shot you take with Fanatics Sportsbook puts points on the board. Earn up to 10% fan cash on your bets, win or lose. So even if your bet misses, you're still scoring fan cash, which unlocks exclusive rewards like authentic apparel, game tickets, and meeting legends at Fanatics events. Make the switch and turn every bet into a bucket with Fanatics Sportsbook. Winning hits different here. Must be 21 plus. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or 1-800-522-4700. MD, visit mdgamblinghelp.org. Offer not available in all states. Terms apply. See Fanatics Sportsbook app.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes, subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Woo-hoo! This boy is spitting on this one.
You guys got a hot playlist here on Sports Sunday, I must say. I would make no changes.
Oh, man. It's years and years of, I don't know how far it goes back or if you can tell when stuff was uploaded to Sports Sunday and Football Sunday playlist. But, man, yeah, between me, myself, and my guy Mike Lynch and Joe, yeah, there's been some cuts in between there.
There's some timeless stuff, man. Just sometimes you put something on, like, and you know, we don't all like the same stuff, but you personally will just never, ever want to turn that off and always feel like you're 16.
You know?
Reliant K, for me, like, back in the day, any kind of Frank Sinatra stuff, like, yeah, I could go on, but I won't. I'm not going to list 30 different bands that I like, so.
Oh, man, we can do that for another, if we had a club. Right?
Yeah, like a Sunday club hour.
Yeah, we have a club hour, then we can do all that stuff. But we don't, so we can't, and we got to keep it kind of sports-ish. But
hey, some congrats coming in, by the way, on the Vancouver Ford text line for you for getting married next weekend.
Thank you so much. Appreciate you. Appreciate the listeners out there, all the P1s, man. Shout out to all you guys, man. Like, the regulars, you know, you're the real MVPs here. So, but thank you very much, man.
Yeah. Another text says, don't put too much pressure on yourself with grilling. And if you pull it on and then take it off, or you put it on, then take it off and it tastes good, that's a win.
So, 100%. 100%. Yeah. And I think it's only certain stuff. Like, I'm scared to do like a brisket. I'm just nervous about it because
I understand.
I don't want to overcook it. I don't want to, you know, if you overcook brisket even a little bit, just the slightest bit, it's just
dries it out.
It's just dry.
Well, when you've got big hunks of meat like that that are kind of expensive and you want like a brisket or a prime rib, it's like $80 plus.
That's what I'm saying. That's an expensive piece of meat to be able to mess up.
Well, so. And that usually means you're feeding a large group of people. So right. there's like two times the pressure because you're trying to get a good expensive food to taste good, cooked right. Also, you want everybody there to be able to eat.
Absolutely.
God. I've actually got a horror story about that.
Oh, okay.
Really quickly.
We got time, bro. We got another hour and a half.
This was not me, thank God. I became the hero at the end of this story, but it was 3 years ago for Christmas. Every Christmas Eve, my grandma hosts the family at her house, and we do like kind of a white elephant. You know, my aunts and uncles come over, and all of us here in the close family, there's probably 15 of us or less, and we all usually congregate on Christmas Eve and open presents, white elephant, and have a nice big dinner. That's kind of our celebration is Christmas Eve, like in the evening. We have some drinks. You know, prime rib is our meat of choice for that dinner.
Absolutely.
Always.
That's a Christmas meal.
Right, exactly. So that's kind of, it's in the last 10, 15 years, it's just go-to is prime rib. My grandpa, rest in peace. Love you, Papa. He was the one that handled the prime rib, you know, forever, right? But obviously not here to do that anymore. So my Uncle David takes up the mantle. And oh my God, my uncle screwed that prime rib up so bad. I don't know what he did, Rashad. He said he left it in for like 18 hours. The smoker must not have been on because that thing was blue. That thing was so raw, it was not ready to eat. We had to order pizza. Ugh. It was terrible. And dinner for that Christmas Eve was ruined. And I took up the mantle myself and I said, all right, I promise I'm going to handle this next year. We're going to get it done. And everybody 12 months later said it was the best prime rib they had ever eaten. So mad props to myself. I was able
absolutely.
To.
Absolutely. Good job.
Thanks, man. The maple bourbon seasoning bark that I got on that gave
that's
it some flavor.
That's the important part. That bark has to be, you know, at first my lady one time saw it. It's like, why is it burnt? I was like, girl, that is not, that's it's supposed to be there. That's bark, baby. That's the best part.
That's
you know?
The so, flavor, babe.
Yeah. But so I'm a little nervous about it. And also, man, shout out to Jake the Hater. Thank you so much. It says here on the YouTube. I keep forgetting we're on YouTube.
Yeah, we're on YouTube.
I always forget that.
1080
man.
AM the Fan.
Always because I never have like a YouTube screen to look at or I never pull it up. I always forget it. How's my hair?
Your hair's looking good, bro.
Is it good?
No, I'm telling you, like last week, like you're bringing that vibe back. You've got like that perfect Scottie Pippen, like trimmed look that I thought that was so clean.
Going more Kobe in, you know, 99, but okay, I'll take Scottie.
Honestly, I don't remember what Kobe looked like from 99, so I apologize.
Yeah, the Kobe fro. Yeah.
The Kobe
absolutely.
Fro.
Absolutely.
You're talking like he had that to like 03, 04, 05. That it was a little bigger than yours, though, right?
Like
it was
a little bit. You wouldn't know it. So I do a thing. I like sponge my hair, right?
Okay.
So I take it and I have this little thing that I put on my hair to make sure that it can kind of give this almost curly kind of different look to it, right? If I were to comb my hair out, it's a pretty significant size fro. So I like to kind of sponge it. Jake the Hater, man, he's chiming in here on the YouTube. I keep forgetting this fool's a. These fools a chef or something now. And always, you know, I follow him on social. So,
Jake the Hater wants me to get naked, which is not going to happen. I mean, we're gonna have to get me severely drunk.
We could really start a thing with you being like the shirtless producer guy.
No, that's like we hire Schultzy to do a show on 1080.
No
the
shirt,
Fan,
Schultzy.
It might be like one day on that, or just like one segment. I'll do, you know, as a celebration. I'll do no shirt for Jake the Hater, but that's gonna be like 15 minutes, and then the shirt's back on.
Whoa, so. that's weird. But okay, well, do your thing. I think you can get a lot of attention if you go ahead and just, you know, have your shirt off, and everybody's gonna be like, do you see that one guy that's on the radio with this shirt?
Look at those nipples.
Yeah, I'm sure it'll work. So, we're going to talk Timberwolves and
We got a few minutes.
And Dallas. So we've got to go. We can do that to end the hour and everything. But, man, now I want some barbecue, bro. Like, we just brought that back up. Now, all of a sudden, like, there are a few places I've been. Because barbecue's really easy to mess up. Mm-hmm. Really, really easy to mess up. And so there are a few places that we've been locally. I'm not going to say their names because I don't want them to lose any.
Oh, like, you're talking, like, not just, like backyard barbecue, but like a establishment serving terrible barbecue.
Yes.
Oh God.
Yes.
Like, that's not good.
Yeah, it's not. But again, somebody likes it because they're still open, and so somebody goes there and they want that dry ass brisket them tough ass ribs.
Some people like bust their taste buds so bad that they can only like eat anything that's burnt. That's the only thing they can eat. So maybe they like that.
I guess. Well, know what somebody doesn't like. Is losing the way the Minnesota Timberwolves have been losing. They've become America's darlings over the last, let's say, 4 weeks, yeah, 6 weeks, something so. Like that.
He is him. Ant is the new Michael Jordan, which is true. That's what
they're saying. However, he hasn't been so Air Jordan-esque over the last few games, and it's really cost him. And so we'll talk about that next, right here, Sports Sunday on the... This is the Schultze and Schad edition of Sports Sunday. Man, playoff basketball can break your heart. And I think the hearts of a lot of fans around, you know, have been kind of broken over the last little bit because their new hero, Anthony Edwards, isn't been so heroic over the last little bit. The Timberwolves lost game 2, 109-108. To the Dallas Mavericks, Luka Doncic, oh my God. Oh my God. I can't tell you how many times I watched Luka, and all I can say is, damn. He's one of those guys that doesn't leave you with much to say. He made it again. He pulls up, like, Luka is, he is Jokic in the sense that almost everything goes in. If he's by the rim, it's going in. If he pulls up for three and he's open-ish, it's probably going in. It's almost frustrating because basketball is like we live in this era to where you have to be tall and athletic and you've got to be speedy and you got to have crazy handle and you got to. Luka's 6'8", so he's tall, but he's not fast. He's not like super, super quick.
He's considered chubby, and I can say that because I am chubby.
And it's crazy. He's kind of chubby, but he's not. But he looks like he's a little burlier than, you know, than most other
players. He doesn't have strong-looking arms. He's got the chubby dude arm. That's kind of like Jokic.
And kind of like Jokic. Kind of like James Harden. These guys, that just they don't look like they're in basketball shape.
Yeah.
But yet they get out there, and there's not a soul that can stop them. And Luka Doncic, I think, really put a stamp on the fact that he is indeed the best player in the NBA.
You're talking about that go-ahead shot on Friday night with about 3 seconds to go.
That was absolutely brilliant. And I wanted I haven't been shy about saying I want the Timberwolves to win.
Okay.
I love Ant. I'm not like everybody else. I like Cat. You know, I like this team. I would really like to see them. Not a fan of Gobert, you know, but it's not the COVID stuff. It's just I think he can be kind of soft.
Maybe
sometimes.
A little overpaid for what he offered.
A little bit, but although he
defensive
did have
player of the year.
He did, but he did have a great game. You know, he had 10 boards, 16 points, 6 for 10 from the field. So it's not like he didn't do his job the other night.
Well, he showed up and he didn't skip it for the birth of his kid.
Either. But I think that shot kind of soured a lot of people, more people on Gobert, because how are you the defensive player of the year and you couldn't defend better than that? Now, mind you, he's not an on-ball defender. He's definitely not going to be defending guys that are considered quicker than him or faster than him. But you would think to be defensive player of the year, you can play some on-ball defense. Just a little. You have the longest arms, some of the longest arms in the NBA. That shot should have been much tougher for Luka to make than it actually was. That's just me. Now, mind you, when that switch came and Luka ended up with Gobert, he smiled. He knew what it was. And then he told the world he knew what he was when he said, "You can't effing guard me." And the camera caught it perfectly. We could all see Luka's face. And he didn't say it in Slovenian. He didn't say it. You can't effing guard me. Stop it.
Who can?
No one can.
Yeah.
You got two of the most unguardable guys in the NBA, arguably in the NBA's history, with Luka Doncic and Kyrie Irving.
Well, and you wonder, too, if that was one of the reasons why they gave Luka a little space, because Kyrie Irving was shooting, I think, almost 50% for that entire game in game two. I mean, it's like, once again, pick your poison. And thankfully, Kyrie Irving has played super well without having to answer questions about like a flat earth or being an anti-Semite or whatever he's done in the past. Dallas doesn't have as big like of a basketball media market. They're Cowboys people. You know, I would even say that they probably root more for the Rangers than they do the Dallas Mavericks, you know, and the Stars are in the playoffs right now as well. So, or they were for the NHL. So people have kind of been distracted. It's just allowed Kyrie Irving to essentially come in and play basketball with Luka Doncic. And that, along with, I've been huge on Daniel Gafford this entire playoffs.
Oh,
whenever they need a basket, they just throw it into Gafford and he gets one.
Oh my God.
And sometimes he started him off in the first quarter, keeping the offense going until the flow gets in it and Luka and Kyrie can start hitting shots. Or if it's PJ Washington that one particular night, as it's been the past few games in the playoffs, you know, so be it. But Dallas has been really good when they've needed to be, and it's surprising that Minnesota hasn't gotten at least one win so far. I mean, you just boil it down to that one last second shot. But with Ant playing as well as he did in the series before, you would have thought, yeah, they probably are going to win one of these games at home by 10 or 15. But nobody else stepped up besides Naz Reid off the bench. What are you going to do? Rudy Gobert, he's Defensive Player of the Year. But if you give the space up at the end, then who's going to remember what you did during the game? Nobody. They're going to every single person's going to be asking, why didn't you stuff that shot at the end? And I'm not sure if you can put it on him. Nobody can guard Luka, and he's as good as Dame, if not better, than getting space. He is literally one of the best space creators in the league for himself.
Yeah, no, and we, you know, we talked about, you know, the Celtics and peaking at the right time, right?
Yep.
Just being the best team at the right time. That's what Dallas is doing right now. Listen to Luka's last few games since Game 5, after he lost Game 4. Excuse me, since Game 6, after they lost Game 5, you lost in the loss, Luka had 18. He still had a triple-double, 18, 12, and 10. But then in a win against OKC, 31, 10, and 11, 29, 10, and 10, 33, 6, and 8. Last game, 13, and 10. This dude is incredible. And on the other end, Anthony Edwards, the star of the Timberwolves, has regressed. Since that 44-point kind of explosion that he had against Denver, it hasn't been great for Ant. And I think when you look at the scores of these games, like the last game, the first game they lost by 3, he had 19. Second game they lose by 1, he had 21. They've lost by a total of 4 points. If Anthony Edwards plays
better
in any of those games.
Yeah.
So his last few games, he's spouted out all of Luka's numbers and the greatness. So he had 27 in game 6 against Denver, then 16 in the closing game, game 7, 19 game 1, 21 game 2. One guy is getting better as the playoffs are kind of going forward. Anthony Edwards is seemingly getting worse. 5-for-17 from the field, 6-for-16 from the field, 6-for-24 from the field. These aren't superstar numbers right now. So I just kind of said he's gassed a little bit. You know, he's clearly a little more tired than the first couple rounds. But Luka, for as bad as his body is built, Luka's gotten better. And he's gotten stronger. Kyrie knows what he's doing because he's been here before. He's been deep in the playoffs. Remember, Kyrie was on those Cleveland teams that went to the finals like 5 years in a row, 4 years in a row. He was on that team. He was the number two guy on that team. So he knows how to play in this situation. And I just think right now, man, you mentioned Gafford and Lively and all those guys from Dallas.
PJ Washington, Derek White. I mean, it's like it's a list of 10 dudes that can actually affect the box score any particular night.
And when they come in and they play their part, they're going to win. Like, this team is so confident. They got Derek Jones Jr. shooting threes.
That's who I meant, not Derek White, Derek Jones Jr.
Derek Jones Jr. is shooting threes for them. Like, they're so confident in what they're able to do, and they're so deep of a roster. Man, you again, Gafford is giving you 10 to 16 a night. Lively's coming off the bench giving you 14 a night. Like, when you have those guys that are able to do that outside of your superstars that are going to give you 20 plus, I think Minnesota's in trouble. If Ant doesn't play better, Minnesota's in trouble.
No, we're looking.
This series is probably over.
Yeah, we're looking at a Dallas-Boston NBA Finals, most likely. Which, that would be... I'm
with that.
I would say more...
Kyrie going back to Boston to win a championship?
Yeah. More entertaining in the league office's mind than a Denver-Boston series, just because of the number of eyes. I feel like Dallas being the bigger market with Luka Doncic. I'm not trying to knock Nikola Jokic at all. MVP. Probably should have won it in the year that he didn't. Like, it's just... A
Denver's
bigger media
fun.
Market and
Denver's not
Dallas
fun.
Mavericks are more
and
known.
I'll be honest. So, Denver's not NBA fun fans. To watch sometimes. Like, and it's crazy because it's not like they're not exciting at points. They're just not.
They trudge through the mud to get the
it's
win.
It's San Antonio Spurs, Tim Duncan basketball. Like, it's good. They
it's
win.
It's fundamental.
But it's not like super, super fun to watch. And I really think that's why everybody kind of latched on to Minnesota. Because we didn't want to see another Jokic run to where he wins a championship and acts like, oh, I just want to go home. Can I go home now? Like, I won. I got your championship. Can I go now?
Well,
could you imagine the party it's going to be if Anthony Edwards at 22 wins a championship? How different that narrative all of a sudden becomes if he does that? Like, so I think everybody was behind that idea, but now probably not.
Well, with their team being built, the Timberwolves too specifically handle the Nuggets. I mean, you got basically the two towers with Rudy Gobert and Karl Anthony Towns, and then Naz Reid, and when he's on anyways, Nikhil Alexander Walker, who the Blazers could have had on their roster, but decided to flip him for Elijah Hughes. I digress.
Elijah Hughes
in that the CJ McCollum
the
trade.
The hell's Elijah Hughes?
Exactly. He was a Blazer for I think the last 2 months of that season when they traded CJ McCollum to the Pelicans, and he came back in that deal through the Utah Jazz. They had Nikhil Alexander Walker on their roster briefly, but swapped him for Hughes from the Jazz. Essentially, he was like a 19-20-year-old that, you know, they were taking a flyer on, and they took the wrong flyer on the wrong player because Nikhil Alexander Walker, when he's on...
Story of our lives,
yeah,
man.
Story of
our Blazer
well.
Lives. Like, no. We took the wrong guy.
Well, yeah, but...
That's pretty much, you know, we've got a terrible picker. Like, I mean, like, we just attract the wrong player every single time. Like, we, you know, we're like... Somebody looking for a relationship, but we have a type, and we keep going for that type, and the type keeps burning us. And
it's like this type.
Why can't we? Why can't I find love? That's what we are as Blazer fans. We're just that. We're never gonna find love, and it's crazy to look around at all of our. Let's just say all the players in our all the teams in our division are like our exes, and they're doing amazing. Right, our ex in Denver is doing amazing. Our ex in Minnesota is doing amazing. Like, our ex in Oklahoma City is doing amazing, and we are still waiting to find that one. So that sucks. So that's tight. Someday
they'll be like the Timberwolves. But ultimately, just to wrap that up, with the Timberwolves being built to try to beat Nikola Jokic and the Denver Nuggets, Freudian slip there. Everybody wanted to root for the Timberwolves, absolutely.
Right.
So it was kind of easy with Ant obviously having the resurgence in the playoffs because he's been good, but really, I mean, scoring 30-40, and then basically the comparison, the next level up after that resurgence to the Michael Jordan comparison, and that conversation kind of ended for Denver at that point. But now, coming up against Luka and Dallas, they might just be a little bit deeper than Denver. Might just be a little bit deeper.
Yeah, well, game three is tonight at... What time is game three tonight?
5 o'clock.
TNT. TNT or Max if you don't have cable. So, actually, that's something I want to talk about, man. We come up second hour. Still want to talk about the best and worst players in the playoffs. I still want to get to this House versus NCAA, which is huge, huge historic news for college. But now some more historic news is we might be losing one of the best sports shows ever made next year. We'll talk about the impact culturally and what that means for us moving forward. That's next, second hour, Sports Sunday, right here on The Fan. This is the Schultze and Schad edition of Sports Sunday. Man, playoff basketball can break your heart. And I think the hearts of a lot of fans around, you know, have been kind of broken over the last little bit, because their new hero, Anthony Edwards, isn't been so heroic over the last little bit. The Timberwolves lost game 2, 109-108 to the Dallas Mavericks. Luka Doncic, oh my God. Oh my God. I don't know. I can't tell you how many times I watched Luka, and all I can say is, damn. He's one of those guys that doesn't leave you with much to say. He made it again. He pulls up, like, Luka is, he is Jokic in the sense that almost everything goes in. If he's by the rim, it's going in. If he pulls up for three and he's open-ish, it's probably going in. It's almost frustrating, because basketball is like, we live in this era to where you have to be tall and athletic, and you've got to be speedy, and you got to have crazy handle, and you got to. Luka's 6'8", so he's tall, but he's not fast. He's not, like, super, super quick.
He's considered chubby, and I can say that, like, because I am chubby.
And it's crazy. He's kind of chubby, but he's not. Like, but he looks like he's a little burlier than, you know, than most other players.
He doesn't have strong-looking arms. He's got the chubby dude arm. That's kind of like Jokic.
And kind of like Jokic. Kind of like James Harden. These guys, that just, like, they don't look like they're in basketball shape.
Yeah.
But yet they get out there, and there's not a soul that can stop them. And Luka Doncic, I think, really put a stamp on the fact that he is indeed the best player in the NBA.
You're talking about that go-ahead shot on Friday night with about 3 seconds to go.
That was absolutely brilliant. And I wanted I haven't been shy about saying I want the Timberwolves to win.
Okay.
I love Ant. I'm not like everybody else. I like Kat. You know, I like this team. I would really like to see them. Not a fan of Gobert. You know, but it's not the COVID stuff. It's just, I think he can be kind of soft sometimes.
Maybe a little overpaid for what he offered.
But although he
defensive
did have
player of the year.
He did, I mean, yeah. But he did have a great game. You know, he had 10 boards, 16 points, 6 for 10 from the field. So it's not like he didn't do his job the other night.
Well, he showed up, and he didn't skip it for the birth of his kid.
Either. But I think that shot kind of soured a lot of people, more people, on Gobert, because how are you the defensive player of the year and you couldn't defend better than that? Now, mind you, he's not an on-ball defender. He's definitely not going to be defending guys that are considered quicker than him or faster than him. But you would think, to be defensive player of the year, you can play some on-ball defense. Just a little. You have the longest arms, some of the longest arms in the NBA. That shot should have been much tougher for Luka to make than it actually was. That's just me. Now, mind you, when that switch came and Luka ended up with Gobert, he smiled. He knew what it was. And then he told the world he knew what he was when he said, "You can't effing guard me." And the camera caught it perfectly. We could all see Luka's face, and he didn't say it in Slovenian. He didn't say it. You can't effing guard me. Stop it.
Who can?
No one can.
Yeah.
You got two of the most unguardable guys in the NBA, arguably in the NBA's history, with Luka Doncic and Kyrie Irving.
Well, and you wonder, too, if that was one of the reasons why they gave Luka a little space, because Kyrie Irving was shooting, I think, almost 50% for that entire game in game two. I mean, it's like, once again, pick your poison. And thankfully, Kyrie Irving has played super well without having to answer questions about, like, a flat earth or being an anti-Semite or whatever he's done in the past. Dallas doesn't have as big, like, of a basketball media market. They're Cowboys people. You know, I would even say that they probably root more for the Rangers than they do the Dallas Mavericks, you know, and the Stars are in the playoffs right now as well. So, or they were for the NHL. So people have kind of been distracted. It's just allowed Kyrie Irving to essentially come in and play basketball with Luka Doncic. And that, along with, I've been huge on Daniel Gafford this entire playoffs.
Oh my gosh.
Whenever they need a basket, they just throw it into Gafford and he gets one.
Oh my God.
And sometimes he started him off in the first quarter, keeping the offense going until the flow gets in it and Luka and Kyrie can start hitting shots. Or if it's PJ Washington that one particular night, as it's been the past few games in the playoffs, you know, so be it. But Dallas has been really good when they've needed to be, and it's surprising that Minnesota hasn't gotten at least one win so far. I mean, you just boil it down to that one last second shot. But with Ant playing as well as he did in the series before, you would have thought, yeah, they probably are going to win one of these games at home by 10 or 15. But nobody else stepped up besides Naz Reid off the bench. What are you going to do? Rudy Gobert, he's defensive player of the year, but if you give the space up at the end, then who's going to remember what you did during the game? Nobody. They're going to every single person's going to be asking, why didn't you stuff that shot at the end? And I'm not sure if you can put it on him. Nobody can guard Luka, and he's as good as Dame, if not better than getting space. He is literally one of the best space creators in the league for himself.
Yeah, no, and we talked about, the Celtics and peaking at the right time, right?
Yep.
Just being the best team at the right time. That's what Dallas is doing right now. Listen to Luka's last few games since Game 5, after he lost since Game 6, after they lost Game 5. He lost in the loss. Luka had 18. He still had a triple double: 18, 12, and 10. But then in a win against OKC, 31, 10, and 11, 29, 10, and 10, 33, 6, and 8. Last game, 13, and 10. This dude is incredible. And on the other end, Anthony Edwards, the star of the Timberwolves, has regressed since that 44 point kind of explosion that he had against Denver. It hasn't been great for Ant. And I think when you look at the scores of these games, like the last game, the first game they lost by 3, he had 19. Second game, they lose by 1, he had 21. They've lost by a total of 4 points. If Anthony Edwards plays
better
in any of those games.
Yeah.
So his last few games, he's spouted out all of Luka's numbers and the greatness. So he had 27 in game 6 against Denver, then 16 in the closing game, game 7, 19 game 1, 21 game 2. One guy is getting better as the playoffs are kind of going forward. Anthony Edwards is seemingly getting worse. 5 for 17 from the field, 6 for 16 from the field, 6 for 24 from the field. These aren't superstar numbers right now. So I just kind of said he's gassed a little bit. You know, he's clearly a little more tired than the first couple rounds. But Luka, for as bad as his body is built, Luka's gotten better. And he's gotten stronger. Kyrie knows what he's doing because he's been here before. He's been deep in the playoffs. Remember, Kyrie was on those Cleveland teams that went to the finals like 4 years in a row. He was on that team. He was the number two guy on that team. So he knows how to play in this situation. And I just think right now, man, you mentioned Gafford and Lively and all those guys from Dallas.
PJ Washington, Derek White. I mean, it's like it's a list of 10 dudes that can actually affect the box score any particular night.
And when they come in and they play their part, they're going to win. Like, this team is so confident. They got Derek Jones Jr. shooting threes.
That's who I meant, not Derek White, Derek Jones Jr.
Derek Jones Jr. is shooting threes for them. Like, they're so confident in what they're able to do, and they're so deep of a roster. Man, you again, Gafford is giving you 10 to 16 a night. Lively's coming off the bench giving you 14 a night. Like, when you have those guys that are able to do that outside of your superstars that are going to give you 20 plus, I think Minnesota's in trouble. If Ant doesn't play better, Minnesota's in trouble.
No, we're looking.
This series is probably over.
Yeah, we're looking at a Dallas-Boston NBA Finals, most likely. Which, that would be... I'm
with that.
I would say more...
Kyrie going back to Boston to win a championship?
Yeah. More entertaining in the league office's mind than a Denver-Boston series, just because of the number of eyes. I feel like Dallas being the bigger market with Luka Doncic. I'm not trying to knock Nikola Jokic at all. MVP. Probably should have won it in the year that he didn't. Like, it's just...
Denver's not fun. Dallas Mavericks are more known. I'll be honest. So, Denver's not fun to watch sometimes. Like, and it's crazy because it's not like they're not exciting at points. They're just not.
They trudge through the mud to get the
win. It's San Antonio Spurs, Tim Duncan basketball. Like, it's good.
It's fundamental.
But it's not like super, super fun to watch. And I really think that's why everybody kind of latched on to Minnesota, because we didn't want to see another Jokic run to where he wins a championship and acts like, oh, I just want to go home. Can I go home now? Like, I won. I got your championship. Can I go now?
Well,
could you imagine the party it's going to be if Anthony Edwards at 22 wins a championship? How different that narrative all of a sudden becomes if he does that? Like, so I think everybody was behind that idea, but now probably not.
Well, with their team being built, the Timberwolves too specifically handle the Nuggets. I mean, you got basically the two towers with Rudy Gobert and Karl Anthony Towns, and then Naz Reid, and when he's on anyways, Nikhil Alexander Walker, who the Blazers could have had on their roster, but decided to flip him for Elijah Hughes. I digress.
Elijah Hughes
in that the CJ McCollum
the
trade.
The hell's Elijah Hughes?
Exactly. He was a Blazer for I think the last 2 months of that season when they traded CJ McCollum to the Pelicans, and he came back in that deal through the Utah Jazz. They had Nikhil Alexander Walker on their roster briefly, but swapped him for Hughes from the Jazz. Essentially, he was like a 19-20-year-old that, you know, they were taking a flyer on, and they took the wrong flyer on the wrong player because Nikhil Alexander Walker, when he's on,
story of our lives, yeah, story of our Blazer lives. Like, we took the wrong guy.
Well, yeah, but
that's pretty much, you know, we've got a terrible picker. Like, I mean, like, we just attract the wrong player every single time. Like, we, you know, we're like somebody looking for a relationship, but we have a type, and we keep going for that type, and the type keeps burning us. And
it's like, this type.
Why can't we? Why can't I find love? That's what we are as Blazer fans. We're never going to find love, and it's crazy to look around at all of our. Let's just say all the players in our, excuse me, all the teams in our division are like our exes, and they're doing amazing, right? Our ex in Denver is doing amazing. Our ex in Minnesota is doing amazing. Like, our ex in Oklahoma City is doing amazing, and we are still waiting to find that one. So that sucks. So that's tight. Someday, though. Someday
they'll be like the Timberwolves. But ultimately, just to wrap that up, with the Timberwolves being built to try to beat Nikola Jokic and the Denver Nuggets, Freudian slip there. Everybody wanted to root for the Timberwolves, absolutely.
Right.
So it was kind of easy with Ant obviously having the resurgence in the playoffs because he's been good, but really, I mean, scoring 30-40, and then basically the comparison, the next level up after that resurgence to the Michael Jordan comparison. And that conversation kind of ended for Denver at that point. But now, coming up against Luka and Dallas, they might just be a little bit deeper than Denver. Might just be a little bit deeper.
Yeah, well, game three is tonight at, what time is game three tonight?
5 o'clock. TNT.
TNT or Max if you don't have cable. So, that's something I want to talk about, man. We come up second hour. Still want to talk about the best and worst players in the playoffs. I still want to get to this House versus NCAA, which is huge, huge historic news for college. But now, some more historic news is we might be losing one of the best sports shows ever made next year. We'll talk about the impact culturally and what that means for us moving forward. That's next, second hour, Sports Sunday, right here on The Fan.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
Heather is a nurse practitioner from UnitedHealthcare.
We meet patients wherever they live.
During a house call, she found Jack had an issue.
Jack's blood pressure was dangerously high.
It was 217 over 110.
So they got Jack to the hospital and got him the help he needed.
He had had a stent placed in his heart, preventing a massive heart attack.
If it wasn't for my guardian angel, I wouldn't be here.
Hear more stories like Jack's at UnitedHealthcare.com. Benefits, features, and/or devices vary by plan. Area limitation and exclusions apply.
When was the last time you thanked God for your health care? At Redeem HealthShare Ministry, it's not just about paying medical bills. It's about honoring Christ and relieving the burden of rising medical costs. From routine checkups to life surprises, Redeem offers affordable, flexible programs supported by a caring Christian community. Say amen to healthcare that fits your faith and your budget. See how it works at RedeemHealthShare.org.
This NBA season, every shot you take with Fanatics Sportsbook puts points on the board. Earn up to 10% fan cash on your bets, win or lose. So even if your bet misses, you're still scoring fan cash, which unlocks exclusive rewards like authentic apparel, game tickets, and meeting legends at Fanatics events. Make the switch and turn every bet into a bucket with Fanatics Sportsbook. Winning hits different here. Must be 21 plus. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or 1-800-522-4700. MD, visit mdgamblinghelp.org. Offer not available in all states. Terms apply. See Fanatics Sportsbook app.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.